your host, Larry Bluestein, on 560 WQAM.
And that is us, and we welcome you in on a beautiful Monday evening, or as we are with you up until 9 o'clock. It is recruiting time. Everybody knows that. All-star games, everything that's going on this time of year that will usher in 2019, and it gets busier because not only do you have still the all-star games with the Dolphins event and the public versus private and all the other national games, which we'll be attending again this year, Under Armour, as well as the Army All-American game. We're excited about that as well. We'll have everything for you. It's a must for you to go to our website at SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. That's SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. Or just go to WQAM and do a little search for us on their front of their website. But when you get there, you'll have a lot of information. Today we had a look at some of the things going on as far as recruiting. We'll have more of that tomorrow. Our Monday take was all about what happened over the weekend and then some of the events that transpired in high school football. And the main thing is obviously on everybody's mind, Wednesday recruiting, huge, the first of two. I always look at that. The first, I guess it's this one here will get you about 75 to 80% of the country that will sign. And then that 20% will be available until February 6th. And that's when you start doing your work and start really showing what your staffs are, going scouring the country, looking for those players that are on the fence and try to lean them towards you. And that's not just Miami. That's a lot of schools. So that will not complete their entire classes tomorrow. But in the interim, as I said, tonight we have an awesome show for you. We'll get into a little bit of everything, recruiting, all-star games, about 8:45 or so. Jeremiah Payton, he's a wide receiver from Neptune Beach, Florida, near Jacksonville, right on the coast. Was basically the first University of Miami commit of this cycle, 2019 class. He stuck right with him, and he plans very much to be a part of this program come Wednesday. He'll join us about 8:45. We'll talk about that and the season as well. Good-looking kid. One of those kids that could come in here and with a little bit of work can get in that mix. 8:30, Caden Catch. He's from Pinecrest, Fort Lauderdale Pinecrest, an outstanding academic program as well as a good football team. And Caden's one of those guys, you know. He's wherever he goes, whatever he does, he seems to rise above the occasion. Tremendous grades, as I mentioned, will open doors for him. But his athletic ability on the football field will do it as well. We'll talk to him about his MVP, offensive MVP, in the recent FACA All-Star game up in North Florida. We'll talk to him in just a few minutes around 8:30 and talk about, and this is important if you're a parent or if you're a kid listening tonight, the importance of really balancing your grades in athletics, and Caden has done that. We'll talk to him a little bit. 8:20, Christopher Columbus, 8A runner-up, one of the best defensive tackles in the state of Florida. He's an Indiana University commitment, and hopefully on Wednesday he will be signing him with him. Jeremy Passmore will join us at 8:20. But we open up things with somebody who is doing and continues to do a lot for the youngsters in South Florida, whether it be in football, whether it be basketball, academics, kind of tries to tell a lot of people about how important it is to do very much what we just talked about, combined grades and with athletics. But he does his best to try to spread as much of his himself around South Florida. And he's got an all-star game, which will be heading into the 23rd year. That'll be coming up on Saturday, the Tournament of Champions, TOC. Wesley Frater joins us. Wesley, thanks so much for taking the time and still keeping busy. I remember the first game 23 years ago.
Yeah, Larry, 23 long years, and we thank you for all the help that you provided in giving us recommendations for players over the years. And this year is no different.
And you know what? When you take a look at it, Wes, what you guys do for the kids, they all remember, and you and I talk about the great players that have played in the football and basketball, because you've created a really decent little niche with basketball as well. Talk about that and how, you know, because I know a lot of people come back and always will remember you for what you started, your brainchild. Talk about that and the importance of continuing to give back.
It's something that we started 25 years ago. This is the 23rd year for football and the 24th year for the basketball tournament. And it's just to offer the young people who play high school sports a competitive atmosphere to display their skills for college recruiters and film and to see them compete and go on to college. The 1% makes the the NFL, that's good, but the other 99% come back as independent decision-making citizens and work in our community. It's all worth it.
You know, when you take a look at yourself, and there are a handful of people who grew up here, went to school here, and have remained and kind of want to keep their community as good as that they remembered. You're one of them. Talk about that and that community pride and how important it is for you to see a Dalvin Cook yesterday. I know it was against the Dolphins, but it was still in the NFL, a kid that grew up in that area and certainly is flourish. Talk about that and what that means to you as well.
It means a lot. As much as I love to see them display their physical skills in the NFL, I'm also proud of the ones that are, the doctors and lawyers here and working in offices and using their college degree that they attained through playing sports. That's more important to me because it's 99% of them. It's a lot more young men not playing sports than they are playing in the NFL. So it's a two-way street. Some kids are blessed to have that kind of talent as Dalvin does. But the other 99%, when I see them at desks and offices and banks and different businesses throughout South Florida, I think that's something. And that's what this year we're so proud about in having Luther Campbell as a coach, is that he insists, and he pushes me to find innovative ways to look beyond just the kids going to the NFL.
Right.
And I think the camaraderie that we share and what he's doing for the game has up the level of it. The kids are excited.
And plus, he grew up there too, so he understands. Yeah. And that's one of the things that when I go through Liberty City, and I'll give you a cheap plug, but when I go to the MLK Diner, which is great food, but the service kind of have to order an hour in advance. But when I go in and I see and come back towards to 95, and I see progress, and I see a lot of the people who live there come back and give back and build, with the help of foundations, build it into an area that they could be proud of. You take a look at like yourself and Luther and so many who have come back to say, hey, listen, you can get out of here and you can come back in. You can get out of here and you can come back in. And that's what people want to hear. Everybody's always wanting to get out. But, what about coming back in to try to make it better for those, that you left behind?
He's probably going to miss this party that I was having a surprise for him. I don't think that Miami, and especially the African-American community, I don't think they realize that we're looking at probably one of the most influential African-Americans ever from South Florida and what his body of work. I think most people is caught up in the past, the music of what he did. And they need to let that go.
Yeah, that's a whole different life. If you knew what his family, his wife now, this is a whole different Luther Campbell. And certainly, he has that passion. He's not ashamed of it. It's gotten him a lot of great things, but at the same time, he's matured. He's not 24-year-old Luther Campbell anymore. So thank God.
Larry, he's right here. He can speak for himself.
Oh, okay. Put him on.
Hey, Larry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Luke. We were just talking about what you do and for the fiber of the community growing up there. I even gave MLK Diner a darn plug, but I will tell you this, and a lot of people don't realize what you do for the kids, and I know you don't like to talk a lot about it, but for your work is music. You do that every day of your life. You go around, but you also have a lot of time to come back here and to give back, to teach the kids. A lot of people, I've watched you coach. You know, I've told you. I mean, you. It's not your fault when the kids don't play right because you put them in the right position. Talk about all this and why you do this. I mean, you don't have to do this, but you do.
Let me tell you something, Larry. You know, you might have more money than me because you've been doing this for a long time.
Uh-uh.
You know how much it costs to go to University of Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Tuition.
Yeah.
I mean, in all these other colleges, when you can go out and teach young men how to be men and conduct themselves in the proper way to be able to go and get a scholarship, whether it's University of Miami or Florida or Bethune-Cookman, you're giving that kid the opportunity to get an education that me and you can't pay for.
Right.
You know, when we look at the list of the kids that go to college out of that year class and you put it on the board, I do it every year. And I say, we have over $2 million worth of scholarships. And and all the kids look at it and say, that's what this is worth.
Yeah.
You know, and now you can take this opportunity. You might don't make it to the NFL, but you'll end up getting what? A college degree and being able to go out and get a good job and live a good life. And even if you do go to the NFL, you still, at some point, it's the life expectancy of a player is 3 to 4 years. What are you going to do
after
when you're 28?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Me and Larry's age.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, you're 100% right. Do me a favor, plug what's going on. I know you're coaching. I know Ice is coaching. It's coming up on Saturday. Tell everybody about it and what they expect to see in the game.
Hey, guys, everybody, ladies, you're going to see a great game. I mean, I've been coaching with Coach Ice, you know, in this game, and I'm happy to be, you know, I'm honored to be the head coach. And, you know, I had to bring my man on, and what we did is a little something different. You know, we used Carroll City defensive staff, and then we used Booker T offensive staff, not knowing that the two was going to end up in the same district.
Yeah, so, that's right.
So that in itself was amazing that happened, which we had already picked the guys. But then, you know, all the guys are professional. And, I mean, it's some great kids. It's some great kids. I mean, everybody is out there. I mean, from Central quarterback to Carroll City's quarterback, all the top kids out there, kids who got scholarships. You know, normally, you know, you have a few kids here and there that don't play, but I guarantee you it's about 80% of the kids that have received scholarship offers, they're out there playing on the field.
Nice.
Right now. So it's going to be a very, very competitive game, and I want people to come out on
Curtis
on
Park.
Saturday night.
Curtis Park?
Curtis Park, yes, sir.
And 7, was 7? Are they starting at 7 or what time?
6 p.m.
Oh, 6 p.m. All right, we're going to be there, and I appreciate you guys, and tell Wes so much thanks, and we'll talk to you guys on Saturday.
Okay. Tell Mary to get that South team ready.
I will, buddy.
Because the North going to beat them down, baby.
Good stuff. Luther Campbell and also Wesley Frater joining us, promoting the game that's Dade County All-Star Game. And as you heard, a lot of the top kids will be playing. That'll be coming up this Saturday at 6 o'clock at Curtis Park, which is down 36th and 20th around that area. Exciting. We thank them so much for stopping by with you until 9 o'clock. When we come back, we'll talk to Jeremy Passmore from Christopher Columbus. He's a Indiana University commitment, as well as Caden Cash from Pinecrest up in Fort Lauderdale, recent offensive MVP.
Radio.com. Radio.com. This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with your host, Larry Bluestein, on 560 WQAM.
Back with you on a Monday evening. SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com is where you want to find all the latest, all the recruiting information, all the high school playoffs, whatever you have going on, all-star games, and we also have combines. We'll have, and today we kind of took a look at the new districts. That's a lot of fun. Didn't affect a lot of people, but some people got affected greatly, and we'll talk about that as time goes on. But go over to SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com and check out our daily stuff. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, Larry Bluestein or SFHS Sports. We're all over the place. Thanks so much to Wesley Frater and to Uncle Luke, Luther Campbell, for joining us in our last segment. Now we turn our attention to recruiting, and obviously Wednesday is going to be important for a lot of young high school football players, seniors, that will be signing on the dotted line. One of them is one of our best defensive linemen, not just in South Florida, but throughout the country, and he's kind enough to join us this evening, probably 2 days before he makes it official. To go to Indiana University from Christopher Columbus, Jeremy Passmore. Jeremy, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your commitment, and I guess your pending signature on Wednesday.
Yes, sir. It's been a blessing. You know, all the hard work has finally paid off, and it's time to lock it up and go play some college football.
You've been through that that talent grind. I mean, ever since you started playing, you started at Westminster with Coach Cedric, and you followed right over to Columbus, a tremendous program that went to the state finals this year. An outstanding journey playing, and I know, and I've noticed over the last couple of years, and I do when we had Coach Merritt on, always told him, I said, it's best when you do play a tougher schedule, and it really benefited you guys this year and as well as last. Talk about that and your experiences at Columbus and also at Westminster that got you ready to head off to Indiana next year?
Well, you know, starting off at Westminster, you know, Cedric always put, you know, the hard work ethic into me, knowing that I had to work hard to get what I want and wanted and deserved. So he always installed that in me, and I transferred over to Columbus, and I kept the same mentality. And my coaches at Columbus are very supportive. They've taught me a lot of things. I've learned so much by being around different guys who have the same goal as me. So it was an overall great benefit that I went to Columbus, and it's a blessing. I will never forget that.
And you also had an opportunity to have a couple of teammates like Demetrius Ford and Kalani Norris, who guys that you've been playing with since you were little, you know, to go along this journey, both of them instrumental in this year. Talk about that and how you guys all adapted pretty quickly over there.
Once we all decided that we're going to transfer, you know, we all got together, spoke with our families about it, and we decided that Columbus would be the best fit for us. And, you know, we just wanted to stay together. We wanted to keep the bond going that we had since playing Little League, playing against each other at parks, playing with each other on the same team. You know, those are my brothers, you know. So
sure.
We just wanted to go ahead and go to Columbus. And we went there, you know, built a state championship team. We made it to states, but, you know, we didn't win. But it's always a blessing. You know, I can't ask for anything else than to just end off my season with my brothers for my last game.
Yeah, no doubt. Jeremy Passmore joining us, senior defensive lineman. Columbus is headed to Indiana. What an up-and-coming program. I had an opportunity to meet the coaches during the summer. I think I saw you, I believe it was at FIU, when they were there one of the practices. And what a great you know, philosophy that the coaching staff has. Tremendous town, you know, a college town. Talk about that. I mean, you're going from big city Miami to Cutterville there in Bloomington. Talk about that move and how you could adapt, because you're a big city guy.
Yeah, well, I live in the big city, but at the same time, you know, my personality, for those who really know me personally, I'm a really laid-back, cool, calm, and collective type of guy. So, you know, being in a small little college town like that, it suits me well. You know, it's really laid-back and calm, and it just I fit in well with the environment.
Yeah, and not only that, they've recruited well down here. You know, they've made a target, and you know, I mean, you've played down here. Everybody comes down here for this type of athlete. What was it about the school? And obviously, the town's small, but what was it about the school and the football program and the coaches that was a lure for you?
Well, one of the main things where I could tell that they really care about you as a person, not only as an athlete, you know, they really showed that they cared about me, and they showed the tremendous love. And they go by something called LEO,
right,
which means love everyone. Huh. So love your teammates and love each other, and you can achieve the ultimate goal. And that really touched my heart because, you know, they're really family-oriented, and I'm a really strong family person.
Jeremy Passmore joining us. Christopher Columbus, runner-up, State 8A. Talk about that journey. I mean, what a great year this was. When you take a look at all the games, especially down the stretch, big plays made defensively and offensively. Talk about that journey and what it was like for you to get to that state title and to walk out of that tunnel up in Orlando.
Well, yeah, I mean, starting off as a freshman has always been a dream. You know, when I came to Columbus, that dream even got even closer in the reach, you know. And we had that tough loss against Miami High. We lost last fourth quarter. We gave up a 22-point lead, and that motivated us all as a team. And we came together, and then with one of our fallen brothers, Ariel Tiaga.
Yes.
We lost him, but that brought us even closer. And, you know, we continued to work hard through it all. And it was a blessing, you know, to really see all our hard work being put into show. So we made it all the way to States, but it was a close game. We just didn't make enough plays. We didn't make the plays that needed to be made to win the game, and it happens. You know, it's just a blessing. I'm just happy for the opportunity.
No, and I can imagine your family excited about getting you to go to that Big Ten territory. I know that you're an opportunity to play against some tremendous competition. I know you're excited. Now, where are you going to sign, and what time?
I'll be signing at Columbus. On Wednesday, I don't know the exact time yet. I'll have to speak with Coach Merritt about that.
Good stuff. Jeremy, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck. Congratulations. I know that things kind of worked out the way that you wanted to. What a great year when you look back at it and everything that went into this year, plus the culmination of Wednesday. Dream season. And I do want to point out that you really get it done in the classroom as well. I want to make a point to let everybody know, because for me, that's more than icing on the cake. Congratulations as well there, too.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Jeremy Passmore on his way to Indiana. And what a career. And like I said, he played for some pretty decent coaches and pretty good football along the way. As I said, last week, or I guess it was last week, they had the FACA All-Star Game. They kind of pull you out of class. But one of the players who I've been watching the last couple years, because of the way he plays the game, his approach, he plays it tough. He enjoys the game. He plays with a passion, but he also gets it done in the classroom, and he goes to Pinecrest. And anytime you get it, if you go to an academic school, sometimes it's tough to find guys like this, but to have a passion outside the classroom. But Caden Catch does. This is a guy who went up there last week, stole the hearts of everybody, won the offensive MVP in the All-Star game. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Caden, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. I mean, this is what a thrill for you. And I know that football is a huge passion for you. I mean, most kids that go to Pinecrest or North Broward, or, you know, I mean, they're there. Parents want to get that ultimate education, which is important. But, you know, football and things like that are kind of like secondary. With you, it's kind of taken over. I mean, you have that type of passion. Talk about that and what drives you that if you just use your brain power for the rest of your life, you'll be well set, but you love this sport and you want to continue playing it. What drives you in this sport?
Absolutely. You know, just what drives me is my family, you know, just trying to show that I can do both academics and athletics and just really to thrive in both. I love the game of football to death. It's a passion of mine, and I want to pursue something like football to do that and to be passionate about something and to pursue that. If I'm passionate about it, do it. My parents always say, if you want to do something, do it. If you set your mind to it, do it. And I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm always able to balance academics and athletics at Pinecrest. Coach Harrison, Coach Hibbs in that weight room, they do a great job of supporting me academically and athletically. Coach Harrison's an incredible person. Coach Hibbs, an incredible person. They're really understanding. Our teachers at Pinecrest are incredibly understanding of my school schedule and my athletic schedule. They rescheduled my exam last week just so I can make that game, and the administration was incredibly supportive of me.
I mean, that is big. I mean, and when you take a look at it, I mean, you held off some time there, and that's pretty good. And what's that experience like? I mean, because you have most of the kids there were from big public schools and whatnot. What intrigued you the most about being in North Florida? And was that the Villages? Is that where the
yes, sir. Yeah.
I mean, and it was like a dorm life. It was like sending you away for for a road trip there for a couple days, and you had to kind of like think, you know, everything was there for you. Talk about that experience.
It was an incredible experience. The talent level there was incredible. The people were awesome. Those kids up there, I room with two defensive backs, so I'm a receiver, and I mean, what an experience just to be able to room with two defensive backs.
Yeah.
We picked each other's brains at night. On the practice field, we competed. I couldn't have asked for a better group of guys on my team. The talent level was incredible. And I was able to prove that I belonged. I have a chip on my shoulder, clearly. I'm from Pinecrest. They called me Pinecrest up there.
Oh, they did? Okay.
They called me Pinecrest. So, I mean, I am from a private school, a high academic private school. But I play with a chip on my shoulder, and I proved that I belonged up there. And it meant a lot for me and for my coach and for Pinecrest to show that we have the ability to play with those people, and I have the ability to play with those types of people.
No doubt. Caden Catch is Pinecrest version of Wes Welker. a little undersized, but at the same time, tough as nails. What got you like that? I mean, was your as a kid, did you play with the older guys and challenge them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was a freshman in eighth grade, I was going after the seniors, constantly going after the seniors. And I was a quarterback at the time. But whenever I got to practice with varsity and scout or one-on-ones, I'd go to receiver. I had very little experience, but I would always go after the older guys, try and pick their brain, try and talk a little bit to them, get them going. I wasn't a normal freshman. I definitely angered my coaches sometimes with just being so competitive.
Sure.
But, God, yeah, that's how I got the chip on my shoulder. I always knew I was undersized. And I knew that I had to make it work in different ways, and I found ways to make it work. I just found that if you run your routes the right way and you really play with the chip on your shoulder and you have some heart, that can take you a really long way.
And people noticed enough for you to get the MVP, and not only that, the thing that's going to open doors for you are your grades. And any college, obviously, that's going to look at you and say, well, okay, he's undersized, but he catches the ball real well, and he's got really good grades. And you come out of a high academic program. So you already have that going for you. What are you looking for in a school? I know that you've had a couple of visits, offers. Now, have you committed anywhere?
I have not.
Okay, so what are the schools? Because I noticed that you've a lot of schools, a lot of smaller schools contact you. Talk about that.
I'm evaluating any and all options at the moment. The interest is picking up more and more as the off season has progressed. So I'm evaluating any schools that are interested in me at the moment. I'd love to go to the highest level of football I can with great academics. I'm always looking for a great financial environment for my family.
Sure.
Because I know that how hard they work for me and how much they've sacrificed me just to put me in Pinecrest.
No
and
doubt.
To set me up for college. So, I mean, I am evaluating all options. And
obviously. Now, and I noticed that, I mean, because you're on Huddle and everybody get a chance to watch what you do. And I've seen you in person a couple of times, and I saw you at 7-on-7s. And mm-hmm. I mean, you have a knack to just get open. I mean, you know, you've seen receivers, and I know you like it, and you take punishment, and it doesn't, you know, I mean, but you have other guys on Pinecrest that this year that were pretty good too. I mean, a lot of them are under the radar, and they're not getting the due that they deserve. Talk about a couple of those guys, like your quarterback, Cameron.
Cameron is the most talented quarterback in the state. I will say it 1,000 times over. I love the man to death. He's so talented. He's so quick, so fast, a rocket for an arm. I think he is one of the most under-recruited players in the country, and we're looking to get him, find him something. Coach Harrison's working really hard for just some coach to believe in him, and whatever coach believes in Cam, they're going to be very, very, very happy with what they get as a football player and as a person.
He's got the size, and he's got athletic ability. I saw him dunk a basketball, and
Oh yeah, he can dunk big time now.
He's pretty athletic.
He can throw a football 75 yards.
Yeah, I've seen that,
I've watched him throw from the 40 and
into the end zone.
Post on his knees.
Wow.
On his knees he did that. He's talented. He's great. And Luke Kessinger, a lineman for us.
Good size kid. Yep, good size kid.
Left tackle, huge guy, great person, big heart, high character, big family guy. I think he's incredibly under-recruited as well. I mean, I think Pinecrest has some really great players. We have some really good up-and-coming juniors, some really good D-linemen, D-ends, couple guys in that class that are just really, really talented.
Now, somebody's buying you lunch tomorrow. You're giving everybody some good props. That's good.
Oh, man, I love my team. I love my team. I wanted to build something special and stay at Pinecrest. That was a big plan of me and Cam's, and that senior class was to – we don't want to transfer. We wanted to stay at Pinecrest and build something special there, and we think that we've really changed the culture. So I'm really looking forward to see what happens in the next couple of years at Pinecrest.
Me too.
I think they're going to become a really good football team.
I hope so. Caden, the best of luck to you, man. You work as hard as anybody that I know, and I follow a lot of people. You've been at everything. You've shown up for everything you can, and you're doing more than your part in the classroom. My hat's off to you for what you've been able to do. Congratulations on your MVP, and hopefully you'll have good news pretty soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Good stuff. Caden Catch from Pinecrest, outstanding student athlete and well-deserved offensive MVP at the All-Star game up in North Florida. When we come back, we wrap things up. University of Miami commitment, or I think he was one of the first commitments they had in this class. He's a wide receiver. He's from Neptune Beach, Florida, which is right next to Jacksonville. When we come back, Jeremiah Payton will join us next.
Radio.com. Radio.com. WQAM.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening. Thanks so much to Caden Katz from Pinecrest and also to Jeremy Passmore from Christopher Columbus. Runner-up, state runner-up in 8A. He's on his way to Indiana, so he'll be signing on Wednesday morning. Last year, just about, I guess it was about this time, maybe a little bit later on, the University of Miami had one of its first commitments from 2019. We had him on. I thought, this guy is, I mean, he's like everything. I mean, he's not only talented, he's a good guy. He loves the University of Miami. And I'll tell you what, with all the everybody running here and running there, Jeremiah Payton has stayed true to the University of Miami. I'll tell you what, this kid's a big-time talent. One of the guys in this class that's going to make a difference. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Jeremiah, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir.
You're excited, I know that. Big day coming up for you, and this is something that you've stayed right to that University of Miami commitment from the beginning. Talk about that, and what's transpired over the last year, and for you.
I mean, just basically was sticking with my commitment. Before I even committed, my dad was like, "If this is the decision that you want to make, just be like full-hearted with it." And over the time of being committed, my dad really was talking to me a lot about loyalty and being loyal to the people that's loyal to you, you receive things back from it. So just my main thing was very big on loyalty. And Coach Julius, the whole coaching staff at Miami has been real loyal to me. And I'm just ready to go in and be loyal to them and show them that you got a good recruit coming in to make plays.
And the one thing about you also is you're one of those guys, and I remember from the beginning when we talked the first time, you had said, this is a perfect fit for me, you know, and it's a good situation. And you've watched over the last year where a kid could be in high school 1 month, and then 3 months later he's starting in a major college game against LSU. So it's that close. So when you come to Miami, you're going to be given, obviously, the opportunity to do everything in your power to either crack that lineup or get into the rotation. Talk about your play, because last year at this time you were lighting it up. You were a junior. You were getting ready for your senior year. How did things go for you this year?
I mean, just for me this year, they went real well. Basically, I was going towards like like, basically talking about high school, just my high school career has been very, 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 like, just very full of accolades, being able to go out there and make plays, play with my friends, play with my teammates. And then more looking at the college aspect, just watching that, exactly what you just said, where kids go from being in high school to 1 month and the next month playing in the college game, that's major. I mean, that's what
– it can happen just like that. I mean, and you saw, I mean, you look at like schools like Clemson and they had the tall receiver who's really, really good. And last year he's playing high school. And now all of a sudden he's in the mix, to be one of the best teams in the country. So for you, I mean, next year at this time, I mean, you could say, well, you know, I started out slow, but all of a sudden, I mean, you were in the mix. Now, when are you coming in? When would you be coming in?
I will be coming in between January 9th through the 13th. So in between those days, if not the 9th, in between those days. So
you're coming in early. You're going to get a big jump. You're going to be able to take part in spring and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. That's something that a lot of people, I'm sure, are excited about, and yourself too, because the one thing that I saw, Jeremiah, over the last couple of years is when an athlete comes in January, by the time you see them for their spring game, they're bigger. They're more aware of what college is all about. I think that's been a great asset to schools. I know you're looking forward to it. Talk about what you need to work on before you step on that football field for real at the college level. What are the things that you, as Jeremiah Payton, needs to work on?
Just main thing. I've been basically trying to increase speed and strength. That's really the main thing I have to work on, because when it comes down to like playmaking, I think that all comes down to having heart. And just about that, I mean, I have tons amount of talent when it comes down to being on the field.
Right.
But definitely the only thing that I've been really trying to increase right now is just speed and strength. That's really about it.
And you look at players that you've seen, like Will Mallory, you know, from up in your area, and a couple of other guys that are playing now, and you've seen them, and you played against them and with them and stuff like that. So you know how close it could be. I mean, you look at Nikosi Perry. I mean, here's a guy 2 years ago was in high school. Now he's kind of matured into, you know, at the next level. You look at a lot of the athletes who you've seen that were just freshmen maybe a year or so ago. So it comes fast, and I know you're ready for that. We watched a lot of the teams up in the Jacksonville area this year. We had a chance to watch Mandarin, which had a really good year, and they won a state title with a really good receivers and a quarterback. You talk about some of these, you know, the competition that you play. You feel the competition that you play gets you ready? Because I know there's a lot of athletes in the Jacksonville area.
I think it prepares me a little bit. I'm not going to say it's not athletes, but I think what best prepares you, though, is pushing yourself.
Right.
So pushing yourself, like, to be in the best player on the field all the time, pushing yourself to make that play, make that catch, score that touchdown. I think that's what really pushes me, like, being better than what I was last year, being better than I was the play before.
Right.
I think that's what pushes me.
And now the kids that you're – now, had you met any of the guys who committed the 2019 class? Have you at any of the events that you've been on?
Yes, sir. I met a few, yes, sir.
And have you been able to keep in contact with them as well?
A little bit, yes, sir. I've been able to keep in contact just a little bit.
Good stuff. Well, I know that everybody's excited down this way, Jeremiah, because looking for a playmaker at receiver, and certainly you fit that. All the descriptions, we're excited to come that you're coming in early. We'll get an opportunity to see. I know the University of Miami is getting a really, really good one, somebody that I've watched before, and a very high opinion of you as a person and also as an athlete. We look forward to having you down here, and congratulations a little bit early.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good stuff. Jeremiah Payton plans on signing with the University of Miami on Wednesday. Tell you what, this kid is he's got the potential to be really, really good. And I know that there's been a lot of promises to Miami fans about this guy being a 9-star or whatever. And, you know, I can't speak for a lot of the other players, but I've watched him in person. And as I have all the Chaminade kids, all the St. Thomas kids, this is a really good group. And as I said before, and, you know, whether it's been in our blogs and SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com or wherever it may be that I have a voice to say, the one thing you have to understand, especially when it comes to University of Miami and what the recruiting, this little recruiting cycle came, they hit a really good patch 2 years ago when they started out 10-0 and they had these tremendous home games for all these recruits to get psyched up about against Notre Dame, against Virginia Tech. And you have to remember, when athletes 16 and 17 years old are get caught up by that, they want to be a part of it. They're, you know, when you look at decommits, it's for a reason. And most of the decommits, and it's especially when you have some ties with the school or you've liked the school, it's rare. You know, some of these people, as I said, they got caught up in the moment. They liked what was going on. And as soon as Miami hit that little patch last year, losing four games this past year, they went south. And those, you can't build a solid foundation on recruits like that. So, and it's, you know, nobody's fault. I mean, it just happens. You know, you can't, you know, if a big time kid's going to say, hey, coach, I want to come here, and, you know, he's going to commit to you, you're going to say no. You know, so you got to roll with it. You got to hope that a lot of these kids are, you know, are in it to win it, you know, from start to beginning, from first day at practice to the last day that he's holding a diploma going across the state. So it's the way of the land. That's how things are. Don't forget, we are back with you Christmas Eve. It'll be 6 to 7. It'll be for an hour. So give us as you're heading out and doing some things on Christmas Eve, we'll be back with you a week from today. We thank so much Wesley Frater from Tournament of Champions Sports for joining us. Jeremy Passmore, a defensive lineman from Columbus, who's headed to Indiana. Also to Caden Katch from Pinecrest, who was recently the offensive MVP at the FACA game. And also to Jeremiah Payton, hopefully to be a University of Miami Hurricane come Wednesday sometime from Neptune Beach Fletcher High School in Jacksonville. That'll do it for us this week. If you're hopefully next week we'll be able to wish you a Merry Christmas, so we won't do it now. Just have a tremendous week. Be safe. Thanks to Matt behind the glass. We'll see you next week. Radio.com. Radio.com.